the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me today is my partner and good buddy, Don Goldberg.
Thank you, Arnie, and good afternoon, everybody.
And joining us shortly, as soon as he gets unstuck from the Holland Tunnel, will be our medical expert, Dr. Richard Podell. And we have a special guest with us today, a return guest. She's been with us at least three or four times before. It's Marty Whittakin. Marty's a certified clinical nutritionist, author of the book Natural Alternatives to Nexium, Maalox, Tagamet, Prilosec, and Other Acid Blockers. And she's the host of a popular talk radio show, Healthy by Nature. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Marty.
Well, good morning. Well, I guess afternoon. How are you?
That's right. It's afternoon here. You're down in Dallas, right?
Yes, and it seems early, but it's actually afternoon here, too. We're not that far away.
That's true. It's an hour. Okay, Marty is here through the courtesy of Essential Formulas, the folks who make Dr. O'Hara's Probiotic 12 Plus. And the topic we want to cover is pretty intriguing because Marty poses the question, why are women sicker than men? So, I guess the first question is, are women indeed sicker than men? And if so, why is that?
Well, the statistics show that we suffer more headaches, joint pain, back pain, four times as much osteoporosis. We have more allergy problems, more skin issues, more digestive complaints, and twice as much depression. So, we seem to be sicker, although we do live longer for a variety of reasons. But, along the way, we spend a lot of time suffering. I don't think perhaps it's necessary, but certainly in comparison to men, we have more of it.
Yeah. Marty, let me interject something before Arnie continues. The more headaches thing, does that apply only to married women?
We could spend the whole show on that. I know somebody on an interview yesterday pointed out to me that there's some study that women talk to their dogs like twice as much as men do, and I was really tempted to say I think it's because they're better listeners, but we don't want to go there.
Okay, I'm sorry, Arnie. I'll give it back to you now.
Well, I mean, being single is no picnic either. So
you can't win.
Yeah, well, we do. We live longer if we're married, so there's something good at the heart of that. Although it's fodder for a whole lot of jokes.
Yeah. That's. I'll just. I'm going to get in trouble for this one, but you know, the one joke I heard was why do men die before their wives?
What? I don't know why.
They want to. anyway, sorry about that, ladies. Okay. You talk about women going to doctors and getting checkups. And, you know, I guess going to the doctor and getting a checkup should be a good thing. Well, why would going to the doctor seem to make women sicker?
I think maybe years ago it was a better thing than it is today because there's a new phenomenon, and they're actually identifying it in some of the studies, and they're calling it over-treatment syndrome, where it seems that if we go in and we're honest with the doctor, well, yeah, we've got this ache or this pain, and you usually want to kind of get your money's worth when you go there, and you want to make sure that you give the physician all the clues that might be useful to seeing an early warning of something or whatever. We're very methodical and good at collecting details. Well, the doctor so often feels, well, I can chase some of those symptoms with the medication, and that'll make the person feel better. I want the patient to go away feeling that they've been listened to and cared about. So there's a temptation, both on the part of the physician and the patient, to always want to leave that intersection of the doctor and patient with a prescription in hand. So I think the over-treatment comes in with using medicines that might be very useful in one context, giving them in a place where they really aren't needed. And as you know better than anybody, every medication is likely to produce, at least in some people, a side effect.
Absolutely correct. And we don't have headaches because we lack the essential nutrient aspirin.
Yes.
That's absolutely correct. So I know what you mean. You also talk about autoimmune diseases, and you say women are three times as likely to be diagnosed with an autoimmune disease as a man.
Well, that's what the facts say. Now, there certainly is a bit of difference between the way a woman's immune system works and the way a man's does. And I'm happy to see now a lot of the studies that come out that they're paying attention to the gender differences, because it used to be assumed that everybody was pretty much the same. We were a little different than mice and rats. They knew that. But once you got into human, there used to be more of a cookie-cutter approach where children were just small adults and men and women were expected to react the same way, and most of the studies seem to be done more on men. And now we're finding out that things do react differently, and some protocols will work in men, not in women. They'll work in African Americans and Caucasians and so on. So we're getting a little bit more sophisticated about realizing that there's differences among groups. But I think probably, and this is, I couldn't find actual documentation on this, so this is just a theory on my part, that a hypothetical, that if we have autoimmune diseases, I think there's kind of wide agreement that one of the contributing factors, at least, is gut dysfunction. If we've got leaky gut because we've gotten dysbiosis, we have too many of the bad bacteria, not enough of the good bacteria, we've got too much of the yeast and not enough of a beneficial yeast, if that whole ecology of our intestinal tract is disrupted, that we're likely to get problems in the mucous membranes that line the digestive tract, and the kind of slang for that is leaky gut. It's high permeability, excessive permeability in the intestinal tract. But it's kind of the worst of both worlds, because on the one hand, you're no longer absorbing all the nutrients that you should, because you've flattened out the little villi, the little like shag rug inside the gut that provides a big surface area to absorb nutrients. And there's lacking the tight junctions between the cells, and so things are absorbed that shouldn't be. They get into the circulation. The immune system says, what the heck is this, and mounts an attack, and so there's collateral damage in tissues. Sometimes whatever circulating in the blood looks too much like a particular tissue, and there are probably other reasons, toxins and so on, different things involved, but a lot of practitioners of natural medicine definitely find when they heal the gut, they get remission in a lot of these conditions. And I think because we take more antibiotics, we go in for procedures, we have children, we have surgeries for things that men don't have to worry about, we get antibiotics, those down the road lead to gut disruption. And I think there's a smoking gun there, there's a connection, but it'll take more research to prove it.
Well, I think you're absolutely correct, and I was reading an article that you wrote about it leading up to today's show. And, you know, you explain it very, very well, the fact that the bacteria begin to diminish and all of a sudden, you know, the fungal type organisms and the candidas, all of a sudden, you know, they seem to become more and more populated in the gut, and they get to be, they feel that, hey, we're the big shots here. You know, we can do what we want.
And they're very adaptive, and once they reach a critical mass, they kind of change the way they do business because they say, oh, well, we own this town now.
That's right. They're the new bad guys in town. You know, it's like you have to bring in Wyatt Earp again to get him. You know, so it's, you know, you did an excellent job explaining that, and it's wonderful. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And we do, we are very willy-nilly about taking medicines, especially when the doctors are convinced that they're benign. And my first book was on the acid-blocking drugs, and boy, if there's one that's being abused right now, I think that's the category that they're giving in way for just routine heartburn. They're giving it in ways that they were never originally designed to be used, and it's just blocking the stomach acid. And I just saw there's a recent kind of a meta-analysis looking at the whole situation and saying, oh, wait a minute, most of the times we're giving them to, like, people that are in the hospital for something unrelated. We give them an acid blocker just so they won't maybe get heartburn from laying down, and the next thing we know, they've got a hospital-acquired pneumonia because we've killed off their first line of defense. And all of those, there are a whole bunch of drugs that are antifungal, that's good, but there are a bunch of them that are pro-fungal, and the acid-blocking drugs are one of those, where we set ourselves up with antibiotics and hormone replacement and a bunch of things to have more fungus.
All right. We are going to continue with this discussion with Marty Wittekin when we get back after the break. And also, we're going to find out exactly what you can do to help treat your little bit of leaky gut syndrome, if that's what you have. Okay. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
Dr. Richard Podell managed to crawl out of the Holland Tunnel. So.
Yes, we're here. Welcome.
Okay. Along with our special guest, Marty Wittekin, we'll all be back after these messages.
We live in an age of fast information, high-speed communication, instant gratification, rapid transit, ready-mixed, pre-cooked, heat and serve, and living life on a moment's notice. But when it comes to staying healthy, we pause for a moment. Jaru Formulas has been formulating high-quality nutritional supplements for over 30 years and has been a leader in the research and development of some of the most effective, affordable, and cutting-edge natural health solutions in the world. At Jaru Formulas, they understand that distinction does not happen overnight and that a reputation for excellence is only earned through many years of persistence. Jaru's staff of scientists and health professionals insist on doing things the old-fashioned way with clinical studies and scientific research. They believe that the true test of a quality company is the purity, potency, and good value of its products, meeting the highest expectations of those who matter most, their customers. For more information about Jaru Formulas and to request free samples, please go to www.jaru.com. All Jaru Formula products are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
This is Arnie Gitomer, and you know, some people think that because Wilner Chemist has such a wide selection of nutritional and herbal supplements and so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you decide which products are right for you and how to properly take them, that the prices must be high. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is, you'll find that Wilner Chemist has some of the best discount prices anywhere. It's true. Don't believe me? Here are some examples. Right now, in addition to our low everyday 20% discounts, we have the following sales in effect. The entire Source Naturals line is 35% off list. The full Nature's Way and Sprunk Jansen lines are 30% off. All Solgar Omega-3 fish oil supplements, CoQ10 products, and women health products are on sale at 40% off list. And there's more.
Well, there certainly is more, Arnie. In addition to those items from Solgar, for example, that you just mentioned, how about this? Solgar's Ubiquinol is now on sale at one half price. Wow. We also have deals on Natrol, UAS Labs, Country Life, Garden of Life. How do you find out what else is on sale? Well, you go to our website, www.wilner.com, and click on the On Sale tab. While you're there, of course, you can sign up for our newsletter, request our free product catalog. You can also call for a catalog if you prefer. That number is 1-800-633-1106. You can just leave your name and address. The number again, 1-800-633-1106. Of course, better yet, you can visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway. That's right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. In Atlanta, Georgia, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
And while you're on the website, www.wilner.com, and Wilner is spelled with two L's, by the way, be sure to check out all the informative articles, reference materials, and audio files of previous radio shows. You can look up product prices and even place your orders on the website as well. That's www.wilner.com. Wilner Chemist, a nutritional supplement professionals. We'll be back in just a moment.
Dr. John Gray is the best-selling relationship author of all time. His classic book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, has sold over 40 million copies. Now, Dr. Gray is also helping men and women fight the battle of the bulge with his favorite superfood, PGX.
I really focus on the easy, simple things that can make a big difference. There's a whole range of diets in the market, and the problem is people can't follow them. But you've got to give people something so that they can easily follow those good diet plans. The most powerful superfood that I've discovered is called PGX. So taking PGX is not a diet plan. It slows down the release of carbohydrates in your body. I tried it. It worked for me. I started sharing it all my wellness seminars. Now I'm teaching about it, but it's one of those powerful, simple little things that can make a big difference.
You can find Dr. John Gray's favorite superfood, PGX, from Natural Factors at Wilner Chemist. Discount priced, of course. What if I told you there's a dietary supplement designed to support attention, learning, memory, and other cognitive functions, assist the brain and body in coping with stress, and facilitating growth factor action for brain circuit renewal? Well, there is such a supplement, and it's called Natural Brain Enhancers, and it's from Doctors Best. How could a supplement be so beneficial to brain function? It's because it contains two unique and powerful nutrients that occur naturally in the human brain and complement each other while supporting virtually all the brain's functions. GPC, glycerophosphocholine, and PS, phosphatidylserine. Both are well documented for their benefits and safety of use through more than 30 double-blind trials and hundreds of other human and animal studies. For more detailed information, check www.wilner.com. But you don't need to have already started taking natural brain enhancers from Doctors Best to appreciate this great deal. During the month of April, Wilner Chemist is featuring natural brain enhancers at one-half price.
Some good news. Due to ongoing demand for this product, Doctors Best has agreed to extend the half-price sale through the month of May.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Marty Whittakin. And we're talking about leaky gut syndrome. At least, well, that's not what we started off. We started off with why women are sicker than men.
I heard that in the car.
You did. Good. Right. Glad you paid attention.
It had to do with their being married or not married, in part. That's what you said.
No. Well, anyway. Okay. So Marty, so we have a leaky gut syndrome, which leads to the fact that you're not absorbing some of the things that you should absorb, some of the good nutrients, and you are absorbing things which really weren't meant to be absorbed.
And that's really only part of the problem, because if you get a load of yeast in your system, most common one that people know about is Candida, they create mycotoxins, which are fungal poisons those get into circulation very easily. Even if the yeast stays just in the intestinal tract, which it doesn't always, it can be in your lungs or sinuses, anywhere else, but if it was just in the intestinal tract, it's still a problem because it can put out these mycotoxins that poison brain cells and nerve cells all over the body. You get reactions, and one of the most common things I saw in my practice when people had yeast problems, and it was most typically women, they were depressed. So I'm thinking, that might account for all of the depression as well, and or at least a good share of it, because they don't seem to know why they're depressed, and nobody seems to ask when they go into the doctor, do you have any of these other signs and symptoms of a yeast problem or of leaky gut? They just ask, you know, which brand, if you want generic or prescription brand of antidepressants. And that's part of the problem we have right now. We have a system set up that doesn't allow the time to track down the real causes of things.
Okay, so what's some of the treatment for this? How do probiotics fit into it, and specifically, how does Dr. O'Hara's Probiotic 12 Plus fit into this situation?
Well, I think the first thing you have to do is stay away from the things that kill off your good bacteria, because you don't want to have to try to overcome the odds when you're doing, as we mentioned earlier, the pro-fungal drugs. That's an obvious one, but the less obvious are the antibiotics that are in the foods. So you want to get on more of an organic diet, get on to grass-fed, grass-finished beef, so that you aren't getting some of the 24 million pounds of antibiotics that are put into the food supply. Drink filtered water so that you aren't getting the chlorine that's put in there to kill bacteria. Cut down on the sugar that feeds the probiotics. Watch things like Splenda. You may think you're staying away from sugar, but there's a study I saw that Splenda is hard on our good bacteria. And don't overdo even good things like oregano oil and golden seal, colloidal silver, things like that. Even too much fiber can change the dynamic. So you want to do those at least at a different time of the day when you're doing probiotics. But the probiotics in general are intended to replace the good bacteria that we don't have enough of. So you put those in there, but the problem is you have hundreds of strains, different families of bacteria in the intestinal tract, all of which have different jobs, different talents. It's like having a whole baseball team. You've got a pitcher and a catcher and a shortstop and so on. And when we wipe out those with antibiotics, let's say, it's not just that the yeast take over. We're also missing all of those good roles and good functions that are no longer there. It's like we're trying to get by with just a catcher. Well, that's not going to do it. And you can't really supplement hundreds of different strains. So what we like to do is put in several strains, not try and camp out on one and get a whole lot of them, but put in several strains and change the environment in the intestinal tract so that all of your friendly bacteria do well. And that's what I think Dr. O'Hara's does in a way that no other product I have found yet does. They sponsored this talk today by making the connection, but they don't pay me. I talk about them and write about them because I think it's the best thing out there, the only one I know that is alive.
Okay, Marty, we have to pause for a break. When you come back, we'll start taking your phone calls, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. Our special guest, Marty Whittakin, will return after these messages. The world is full of contradictions. We drive in parkways and we park in driveways. We go upstairs to work to get down to business. Everyone's taking a multivitamin and everyone's exhausted. But that's because your multivitamin isn't built to fight the levels of everyday fatigue. The answer? In one word, Propex. It's the power of NT Factor, the main ingredient in the nutrient compound Propex, combined with a multivitamin complex, even omega-3, proven to support your immune system and power your metabolism with the energy that no other multivitamin can provide. Just two packets a day for a few dollars a day, and in 1 week, double your energy. Hey, that actually makes sense. The results are in. It's the proven solution, the scientific solution. Propex with NT Factor. Visit Wilner Chemists or visit ntfactor.com.
Bigger and better News Talk Radio, 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B-complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B-complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B-complex capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B-complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B-complex from Country Life also contains alpha-lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life Vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life Vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Now let's go to the traffic.
We had some earlier problems in Manhattan on 12th Avenue with the police investigation. Northbound side between the 30s and the 50s. Everything was closed down, but we have reopened. Traffic is still jam-packed through the area. 10th Avenue is packed. And the fact we have the 9th Avenue Food Festival going on as well between 42nd and 57th Street has really made the west side of town extremely heavy. You might want to just take it on over to the east side of town. You will find delays there as well, but it is definitely much better than the west side of Manhattan. 59th Street Bridge outbound upper level. Disabled vehicle. Left lane is blocked off. Stay downstairs instead. George Washington Bridge, about a 50-minute wait for the upper deck heading into town. If you go downstairs, that's 15 minutes. 25 minutes both directions for you over at the Lincoln Tunnel. Holland Tunnel, a 15 to 20-minute wait in both directions. This report sponsored by CircleBMW.com. Get your BMW at CircleBMW, Route 36, Eatontown, exit 105 off the Garden State Parkway, CircleBMW.com. I'm Bill Powers. That's WOR Traffic.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowey, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowey is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthin. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowey can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowey from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Bigger and better News Talk Radio, 710 WOR.
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your chiolic aged garlic extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits, the improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And chiolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more chiolic aged garlic extract. I love you.
Moms love chiolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.chiolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
Steamy window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. Our special guest, Marty Whittakin, and we're talking about leaky gut syndrome and a little bit about why women are not as sicker than men or not as healthy as men. I think it's sicker. Okay. Anyway, our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. We're opening the phone lines, 1-800-321-0710.
Before you take the first call, Arnie, I was very impressed with the analogy that Marty gave us about the ball, about the baseball players and having leaky gut sort of being like not having a number. It just so happens I watched part of the Mets game yesterday playing the Marlins. I think the Mets could use some probiotics 12 plus.
Yeah.
Because they didn't quite seem to have a full team on the field either. Okay, so I'm gonna see if they would accept a little contribution of some probiotic 12 plus. Maybe that'll help.
Yeah, that'll always help. Okay, and as I started to say, the 800 number 800-321-0710 works down in Atlanta, Georgia. This show is being heard not only on News Talk Radio 710 WOR here in New York, but it's heard on WGKA down in the greater Atlanta area and some of the outlying areas as well.
So that works. I think it works in Terre Haute as well.
Yeah, it does. If you
and Dallas.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can, you know, I guess we get calls from all sorts of places. So, you know, a lot of people listen to the Wilner Window on the web. If you go to wilner.com, www.wilner.com, you'll find a link to radio. And one of the things says listen live. And if you happen to do that between 2 and 4 on Sunday, voila, you will get us. Okay, so that's pretty good. Okay, you know, Marty, you mentioned a bunch of places you sort of get antibiotic things. And, you know, a lot of people are addicted to soft drinks. And one of the things that they put in soft drinks is called sodium benzoate. And why do they put that in? Because that's an antibacterial substance. And if it's an antibacterial substance so that the bacteria won't grow in the soda, well, it also is going to kill the bacteria in your gut.
Well,
so
that's
another
very good point. And it's full of sugar that's going to feed the bad guys, so you're really working to upset the balance.
Even if you're dealing with a diet, you know, even if you're dealing with the aspartame and the sucralose and all of those things, you know, you're still getting that sodium benzoate, which winds up killing all sorts of good things in your intestine, and that's an ongoing thing. You know, it just keeps happening and happening.
Well, it does if you don't stop those behaviors, and then we could go on and on about the problems with sodas. I wrote a whole article on my website about it just because I'm very concerned that that's such an issue with obesity. You know, I think it might be useful if we went over what some of the kind of clues that people might be experiencing that would let them know that if they've got raging diarrhea, then they're going to think about it. But so many of the symptoms are a lot more subtle than that. That'd be okay if I mention those?
Sure.
You know, constipation can be exactly the opposite, or gas and acid reflux. All of those kinds of things can be related to inadequate good bacteria in the intestinal tract, the need for probiotics. But also things like food sensitivities, joint pain, bad breath, getting colds and flus and infections all the time. Certainly if you have nail fungus, if you have toenail fungus, it's not just a problem on the toes. Any kind of skin conditions like eczema, psoriasis, those sort of things. Menopausal and PMS problems, sleep problems. We mentioned depression, but brain fog where you just cannot seem to organize your thoughts, stay focused. Peptic ulcers. I mean, those are just all different parts of the body, but they do reflect how key having a good, healthy digestive tract is.
Okay. All right. Let's talk to Annie from Ocean, New Jersey. Annie, you're live on the Wilner Window.
Hi. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
My question is, my son, who is in college, obviously probably not eating right and not home, no home-cooked meals, had two episodes of choking, was diagnosed with eosinophilic esophagitis, and also has food allergy to eggs, which he's been eating his whole life. Mm-hmm. So the question is, of course they gave him Nexium-type product and, a spray for his throat. The spray didn't work, and they put him on prednisone. Now, my question is, he's, 3,000 miles away. I would like to introduce a protocol for him of natural way to heal. I'm throwing it out there for some help.
Okay. First of all, Dr. Prodell, what is the eosinophilic esophagitis? And okay. then we'll turn it over to Marty a little bit, see what we can.
This case is a little going to be different from the ordinary because lots and lots of people have reflux and they have acid and they have heartburn and so forth. But when you have eosinophils, which are a particular kind of cell infiltrating into the esophagus, that indicates that there's a biological process of inflammation, often associated with allergy, although not necessarily. And it's far more of a medical problem. And the fact that they went to treat it with a super powerful anti-inflammatory such as prednisone means that they were not treating this the way they would treat an ordinary heartburn. So I think it's going to be particularly important to find out what's the cause going on here. And that is a medical issue. Natural treatments might still be relevant and useful, and I think, we'll hear about that. But they need to keep following up with the doctors until they can figure out the underlying cause.
I see.
Okay, so would let's get some input from Marty here. The for example, the probiotic 12 plus, that couldn't do any harm, could only do good.
Well, exactly, and I think the fact that he ate eggs all his life and now they bother him, that's a clue that he may have an acquired sensitivity to food. That usually points to the leaky gut that we were talking about earlier, but you don't just suddenly become allergic to something in the same way that, you're born with an allergy to tree nuts. Yeah. And there is an esophagitis that's caused by candida yeast, and it's so often doctors are so programmed to think in terms of just bacteria, they don't even ask the question, is it possible that it could be fungus? And if you gave this, recommended to your son that he not only take Dr. O'Hare's probiotic by mouth, swallow it with water, as the instructions say, but to also make sure it's softened in his mouth a little bit and chew it and swallow it, then it goes down, and the good things that are in there, which include things that are antibacterial, antifungal properties that the bacteria have made, they're in the capsule. They're going to be able to come in contact with those tissues that are inflamed and help right there on the spot. So I think that would certainly be a very good thing to do. And if you would just say, recommend that his immune system will be stronger if he stays off of sugar, maybe just telling him one thing would be helpful. Very good.
Yeah, I would just add, in support of what Marty said, just a common sense type comment, and that is, like you pointed out, he's been eating eggs all his life, and whatever else. All of a sudden, where did this problem come from? There has to be some underlying change. Something has to have happened to have changed the way his body is responding, and whether or not it's a yeast infection, whether it's something else, I think it. The challenge and what's important is to try to identify what this underlying change was.
Yes. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your time. Good luck, Annie.
Okay. Thanks for that call, Annie. And 1-800-321-0710. That's our phone number here in the studio. Okay, Barbara from Great Neck, Long Island. You're next on the Wilner Window.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm hoping you can help me. I've had a lot of colon issues. I've also had a small bowel obstruction, H. pylori. I've done a lot of research myself into leaky gut, and I have psoriasis. And I've gone down the natural route and haven't had any luck with that, so my doctors have me on Enbrel now, which I'm not happy to be on. And I've also had some allergy testing done, and I, too, like the previous caller, have issues with soy, egg whites, almonds, tree nuts, things I've been able to eat my whole life. So I'm wondering if you could maybe suggest something for me.
Okay. First of all, the medication that you're on, Enbrel, it's pretty heavy duty. They usually recommend it for not just psoriasis, but for rheumatoid arthritis as well. So that's pretty heavy duty medication. I think it's one of the monoclonal antibody products.
Yeah, it is. Presumably that's for the psoriasis. Now, why small bowel obstruction? What was their explanation for that?
Well, I've had many abdominal surgeries. I had a colostomy. I had it reversed. I had a hernia, surgical hernia. So with the adhesions, I developed a small bowel obstruction and ended up in the hospital 3 weeks, and it did not reverse on its own, so I had surgery for that as well.
Okay.
All right, so where's a good place to start? I'll tell you what. Stay on the phone, Barbara, because we have to take a break here. So rather than start with your question, we'll just take the break and get back to it when we finish the break. Okay, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We take questions about gut health, vitamins, minerals, herbs, nutrition, anything. 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Marty Whittakin, will be back after these messages.
Okay, here's an event you won't want to miss out on. The annual Wilner Chemist Lunch and Learn Health Symposium. It'll be a day of educational lectures and good food at the Flat Hotel in Midtown Manhattan on May 22nd. Among the speakers will be Dr. Joy Brown, Dr. Robert Barry, Jack Chalom, Dr. Ron Hunninghackie, Mitchell Coven, and Dr. Felicia Stoller. Topics will include QH, CoQ10, women's health issues, treating stress, fatigue, anxiety, and sleep problems, and nutrition for top athletes and weekend warriors. In addition to a fine lunch, each attendee will receive free books, free products, and other valuable items worth more than the $29.99 registration fee. For more information, go to our website, www.wilner.com, or call 1-800-633-1106. May 22nd, our annual Lunch and Learn Health Symposium, brought to you by Wilner Chemist, Solgar Vitamin Company, Konica, and WOR Radio. We want to welcome a new advertiser, Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Drawing on a treasure of the world's finest Indian herbs, Himalaya products are the result of advanced R&D and scientific validation. Clinically researched, Himalaya's herbal supplements are endorsed and trusted by over a quarter of a million health practitioners. In fact, Himalaya has an 80,000 square foot research center with its own 28-bed inpatient facility where clinical research is conducted. Still family-owned, Himalaya has been a global leader in the herbal healthcare field for 70 years. And now these formulas are available to you directly at Wilner Chemists. You will find combination products designed for your specific health needs, heart care, stress care, glucocare, and others. There are individual herbs such as Arjuna, Gugul, and garlic, all for heart health. Now you can have both proven traditional herbal support combined with the highest pharmaceutical grade quality. Himalaya Herbal Supplements, now available at Wilner Chemists. Are you looking for fast, soothing digestive relief? Look no further than DGL Ultra Extra Strength Specially Processed Licorice Extract from the number one DGL brand available, Enzymatic Therapy. DGL is a natural, clinically studied formula that has been used to support healthy digestive function for over 30 years. Enzymatic Therapy's unique DGL Ultra formula contains Ultra Soothe brand DGL to stimulate and accelerate the natural protective factors in the digestive digestive tract and to relieve occasional discomfort immediately. If you've tried DGL in the past, you won't believe the amazing German chocolate flavor. The chewable form provides maximum absorption to soothe the stomach lining and digestive tract. For incredible taste and intense digestive relief, try DGL Ultra from Enzymatic Therapy. L-Enzymatic Therapy products are available at the Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Prodell, our special guest, Marty Wittekin. And before we get to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primadophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. All Nature's Way products are now on sale at Wilner's at 30% off list price. Okay, let's get back to Barbara and psoriasis and a leaky gut. Okay, so we found a little bit about Barbara's, found out a little bit about Barbara's history. And so what can we do to perhaps help Barbara, Marty?
Well, Barbara, let me ask you a question. When you had the H. pylori, did they do the typical treatment, which is a cocktail of two or three different antibiotics, an acid-blocking drug, and bismuth?
Yes, they did.
Well, that sets you up for some later problems because the antibiotics are so thorough at killing everything off, and unfortunately, they usually don't recommend taking probiotics in high quantities for 2 or 3 months afterwards. And you can carry one of these imbalances with you for decades, so it's not something that's just a phase you go through and then it corrects itself unless you take some kind of action to correct it. You might need to ask a sympathetic doctor for a prescription for Diflucan or Nystatin or some kind of an antifungal drug to kind of get ahead of this, as well as a probiotic. And again, I recommend Dr. O'Hare's because for another reason, it contains a strain called TH10 that's the only product that has that, and it seems to be particularly potent against H. pylori and a lot of other really kind of vigorous bacteria, and the whole product works very well on yeast. So one more thing, I would try Dr. O'Hare's probiotic soap and work on the outside while you're working with the inside, and that should be very helpful with the psoriasis.
Okay. There are also other natural psoriasis treatments. You know, we've recommended in the past a product called Zindet, which comes from it's Dead Sea material. It's the Dead Sea. What is it? It's the silt on and
yeah, the silt and the salts and the mud.
Yeah.
That's sort of extracted from all of that.
Can you?
Yeah, very interesting product. It's actually from Israel, but it's made in Germany, I believe.
Yeah.
You know, they have three different products. There is a soap, there's a lotion, and there is a bath scalp wash, and it's definitely something that that's worth trying. We've had varying degrees of good results with different people who have tried it, and I like to also suggest along with that you try, if you haven't already tried this, increasing your intake as much as you can of oils like borage oil, black currant oil, even the fish oils, while you're decreasing your dietary intake of fats from meat and dairy products. Okay, that can also be helpful. You can even put one of the things I've recommended in the past, and my wife has done it. You take a borage oil capsule, a soft gel capsule, just to prick the capsule with a pin, and you can just put some of that borage oil right on the plaques or the itchy areas, not at the same time that you use the Zindet, but you can, you know, wait an hour or two and then put it on later.
And I didn't mention, because it goes with saying in a way, but we have to keep saying it, that if you're trying to reverse fungus and get more friendly bacteria, you've got to cut down on the food that the yeast like, which are sugars and starches and fruit juices and the sweeter fruits, those kinds of things. And then gradually you can add them back after you. You never want to add back the sugars and the white flours. I even wonder about the juices, but you can at least add back the fruits and so on after you get things stabilized. But you don't want to, on the one hand, be knocking them in the head and then with the other hand giving them a nice meal.
Marty, you know, we talk about Dr. O'Hara's probiotic 12 plus, which is wonderful for creating a good intestinal environment for the growth of the probiotic bacteria. Can you also use additional probiotics with Dr. O'Hara's?
Well, you can. It has a good supply of 12 different carefully selected strains that have been fermented for 3 years, but it does such a good job of helping that sometimes I do recommend that people use it to help whatever probiotic they like, or people that are on really strict budgets that have a problem, they can buy something. I'm sure you carry Gyrodophilus or PBH, something like that. Take it more, you know, maybe once or twice a day, and then at least every other day, if that's all you could afford, do some Dr. O'Hara's, and you will help those others survive better and increase the speed with which you remodel the interior of your gut.
Okay, Marty, are you still there, Barbara?
Yeah.
Okay, Marty, what about things like, for example, some of the glutamine products for helping Barbara rebuild her gut?
That's good. There's in my the book, The Natural Alternatives to Nexium, etc., I outline a number of things for healing, and one that there's pretty good science on is the zinc carnosine. Pepsin GI, I think, for Jarro, as an example. That's got some real good good science behind it. And also DGL is good. Mentioned, you're one of your sponsors, the enzymatic therapy.
Right.
Those are good things. Glutamine, yes, there's good research on that. Maybe not quite as easy to work with, but cabbage juice.
Oh, yeah, that's an old one.
Yeah, that's real yummy. But
okay, so Barbara, there's a whole bunch of things. Did you get that that pepsin, that zinc carnosine product?
I did. I just wrote it down.
Okay.
We should spell Zindet for Barbara also.
Zindet, XYNDET. So that's the Zindet. And I would, with psoriasis, you don't want to use the soap. You just want to use the lotion and the wash.
Okay. Thank you very much for your help. I really appreciate it.
Okay. You're very welcome.
Arnie, if you get me her address, I'll send her a copy of my book.
Okay, well, she hung up. So, Barbara, if you want to call back, Marty will send you a copy of her book. Give Ira your name and address. Okay, quickly, one more caller, Pat from Rockville Center. You're live on the Wilner Window.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for taking my call.
We got a minute, so speak fast.
All right. I took some antibiotics in October. I had a bad cold. I got so sick from them, I had to stop taking them. And ever since then, I never knew, had a name, was a leaking gut. That's what I have, all these symptoms. And I would just like to know Marty's email address. And so, you know, because the spelling, when you people talk about, you know, different things, it's hard to write down because you don't know how to spell it.
Okay.
RadioMarty.com is the easiest place to find out more about
okay, it's
thing that I want to know.
Okay, it's Radio and Marty is MARTIE, RadioMarty.com, and that's where you'll find Marty Whittakin. Okay, and now we're going to hear a little bit about Twin Lab Krill Oil.
Mm-hmm.
Twin Labs Krill Essentials Omega-3 Cardio Krill Oil contains 100% Superba Pure Krill Oil, which contains the omega-3 fatty acids EPA DHA in phospholipid form. This phospholipid form is more bioavailable than omega-3 triglycerides found in traditional fish oil products because it closely resembles the phospholipids found in the human brain and is more easily recognized, incorporated, and utilized by the body. Combined with the naturally occurring antioxidant astaxanthin, this phospholipid helps to prevent oxidation, which can lower the quality of omega-3 fatty acids from fish. To further support heart health, Twin Lab has added vitamins B6, B12, and folic acid to omega-3 cardio krill oil. Twin Lab's omega-3 cardio krill oil, along with all other Twin Lab products, is now on sale at 40% off list price at Wilner Chemist for a limited time.
Okay, we're coming to the end of the first hour of the Wilner Window. Marty Whittakin, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
And
enjoy being with you.
Yeah, well, we'll get to see you again later this year. We'll get to talk to you again, I'm sure.
I hope so.
Okay.
Take care. Keep up
okay.
the great work.
Thank you. Okay, this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primadophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. All Nature's Way products are now on sale at Wilner Chemist at 30% off list price. And this happens to be a two-hour show. Those of you who are on the phones, please stay right where you are, and we will get to you right after the break. And that's at about 5 minutes after three. See you then.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news.